Hey, how about this? A woman who brought raccoon to North Dakota bar is charged.
That is good. the perfect example of local news. A woman, say that again.
A woman who brought raccoon, not a raccoon, raccoon.
It's a guy named Raccoon.
It implies that it wasn't just a random raccoon she saw and threw it in. It was like she came with a plan.
To North Dakota bar is charged. A woman who brought a wild raccoon into a North Dakota bar, which prompted which prompted state health officials to issue a warning about potential rabies exposure, is facing criminal charges. Aaron Christensen, 38, of Matic, is charged with misdemeanor counts of providing false information to law enforcement, tampering with physical evidence, and unlawful possession of fur bear.
Did you bring a raccoon to the bar?
No.
If
she didn't try to cover it up, she'd only be charged with the fur bearers thing.
Yeah. Here's the news.
Here is the news. A cure has been found for good old rocket leg. Someone left their life behind in a plastic bag. More soundproofing in here. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank podcast. It sounds kind of hollow in here. I gotta put up those things back, those soundproofers. Can you guys hear that, or is that okay? All right, this is stuff that should not be done on the podcast, but rather should be done far before you start recording. I'm Ari Shaffir, and I'm not a professional. Guys, on today's podcast, we talk about the news. Shane Torres, a very funny comedian. Graham Kay, he's been on before. All about getting fired a bunch of times. He's also been on before. Both funny comics, and I decided, I was like, I've been wanting to do this podcast for a while. It didn't really matter with who. The news is full of negative shit. Have I gone long enough where I'm going to be demonetized? 50-50, to be honest. 50-50. Yeah, it's all full of horribleness. I don't care about anything in there, and it's all just this horrible negative shit. But you know what's not horrible? My theory, local news. That's right. The local news. So that's what this episode is all about. Local news. We're not talking about world politics. We're talking about basic shit. The last story is probably the best one. Some obituaries and some dumb fucking old people that died of not COVID. You're going to die these days and not make it of COVID? You're a fucking dumb fuck. Anybody over 70 who died of not COVID in the last 2 years, you can suck my dick. And I don't take it back. I'll double down. Hey, if you're someone who's 71 years old and you died of heart failure or even cancer, here's me doubling down. I want you to come back from the afterlife, take my cock out of my pants, just like pull open the pants, rip that fucking cock, play with the balls a little bit, get me anticipated, you know? I want you to start crying. I'm like, oh, I hate it, I hate it. But you're going to do it. Why? Because I said something. I said you can suck my dick, and that's what you're going to do. And you're going to play with the balls. You're going to make it worthwhile for me, you know? And then you're just going to just fucking go, spit on it, work the fucking hand, gobble it, where I'm like, I don't think a throat could go that far. That's right. Let me triple down. If you're someone who's 72 years old and you died of a bus accident or your son stabbed you to death, you can suck my dick. Guys, so on today's episode, I covered local news. One of the things in the major news that I've noticed is the fucking queen died. And we're all supposed to fucking give a shit about that. The queen of Merry England, Queen Elizabeth the fucking 77th. I don't know. She was fucking old. And now the new guy's fucking 75 years old. That's like our stuff. We don't get presidents until we are in our 70s. It's pretty fucking similar. Guy, it shouldn't be, though. You're a new president. You're a new fucking president of England, king of England. You should be like Joffrey's age. That's the kind of new. You want someone learning on the job. Someone who's going to be there for fucking 50 years. This guy might die in 8 years. I'd be the worst king. I'd be like, I know this is ceremonial only, you know, and you're not supposed to really care about this position. It's only for tourists, so we can take pictures and stuff like that. That's not the king I'm going to be. King Ari the First, in bringing back horrors, the horrors of royalty. let me meet the prime minister. And I'll come out, I'm like, hi, Mr. and Mrs. Prime Minister. It's not, I know it's not a boy or a girl. I mean, that's just too much feedback. Whatever they are, you know, trans or fucking fluid, whatever. Mr. or Mrs. President, Prime Minister, it's nice to meet you. I have one question. Do you bend the knee? And they'll be like, what? I'm sorry. I'm like, do you bend the knee? And they go, well, no, I'm supposed to lower my head. I'm like, bend the knee. And if they go, I don't, behead him. Behead him or her. I wouldn't even bother to learn if it was a him or her or a they or anything. Behead him or their they. Whatever this is before me, behead it. And you know one of the King's Guard would be like, I've been waiting for this. He, you know, he's all into the history of the fucking King's Guard, and he's just waiting for his fucking chance. And then he goes, oh, yeah. And he's like, no thinking. You don't have to think when you're the King's Guard because you're the hand of the king. King says, behead this fucking bitch, male, female, trans, or fluid prime minister. I'm going to do it. I'm King's Guard. And I've been waiting for this. Yeah, I'd be a fucking bad king. I'd make them take the monarchy away. I'd be protected, though. I'd be protected. If they wanted to put somebody up, I'd be like, you're going to have my child molester son. You're going to have him. We're not really that proud of him. Not because he molests children, but because he let it get out. We've all molested children with the royalty. At some point, if you have unlimited, you know, ability to do whatever you want, you're going to fuck a child. Even if you're not into it. Even if I'm not saying you're into it, but you're going to fuck one. You're going to want to see. Don't believe me? Put yourself in this position. You're off in Italy. And they go, hey, the new craze in Italy is natural wines, orange wines. And you're like, what is that? I'm like, it's with the skin or without the skin. It has less tenants or whatever. And you're like, but I'm used to having red or white. I'm like, is this like a rosé? They're like, no, it's actually an orange wine. It's a third wine completely. And it's organic. And they go, you go, well, that's not what I normally have. I'm like, yeah, but it's huge here. Do you want to try some? I mean, do I have to spell it all out? You're going to try it. You're going to try it. Hey, we have a gluten-free pasta here. It's a big thing of this town. You want to try it? I'll give it as a side. You don't have to even replace the main. You can have it as a side. Of course you're going to fuck a six-year-old. I think it's pretty obvious. Anyway, point is Shane Torres and Graham K both came in. You ever have something stuck in your tooth? And it can't get out for fucking days? It's going to go rotten over there. What if you have a rotten mouth? And then you go down on a chick. Can you give her rot pussy? I should start a science podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, let me do my dates really quickly. I'm going to be in Philadelphia, PA with Mike Rowland, Comedy Cellar regular, October 20th through the 22nd. 20th, 21st, 22nd, Helium. Also, I got it. Yeah, you won't see it. Thanks, toothbrush pick. I'm going to be in Portland at Helium, November 3rd through the 5th, I think, or 1st through the 3rd, whatever that is. Maybe not now with Adrienne Appalucci. She might have just gotten picked up to do Louis' tour in Australia. Oh, guess what, Louis' tour in Australia? You just got that skeptic tank bump. And then I got Dallas, December 1st through the 3rd with Reggie Conquest. We're both Cowboy fans. We're going to go to a Cowboy game on the 4th. I'll see you there. Go, boys. And Tampa in February, Salt Lake City in January. Tickets are available for all shows at arishafir.com. And You Be Trippin' is not out yet. It'll probably be out next week. There's still one idea I have that I want to see through before I start releasing the episodes, but I've got 13 done now. It's going to be a fucking great show. So subscribe, You Be Trippin' on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, any of those things. And the good thing about having a toothpick, as soon as you're done with it, you're right in the mouth. Right in the mouth is a cool person. You know? Eat off the food. Get it. Swallow it. Get the nutrients. Right the toothpick in. You'll be tripping. Subscribe. It's my travel podcast. It's going to be my favorite fucking podcast. I have so much fun with it. Anyway, and then Two Comics, Two Cigars, bi-weekly. Whatever, you guys. Let's start the episode. I'm Ari Shaffir. For Shane Torres and Graham K. Oh, I got a sponsor too. I got a sponsor. Oh, it's this. It's what's in my mouth. This episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank
podcast is brought to you by Zippix Toothpicks, everybody. Yeah, these. They're nicotine toothpicks. That's why I'm fucking wired right now. That makes sense. It's a way to help you quit smoking. Cigarettes, I assume. It's got how many is this? 3 milligrams of nicotine. I don't know what it is in relation to a cigarette, but it's enough for I feel fucking Jones. Remember when massive vape clouds, ashtrays, and dip spit were awesome? No, Zippix ad reader. I don't remember that. Dip spit was never awesome. I will allow you to smoke cigarettes in my car. I'll allow you to smoke a fucking cigar in my car if the price is right. But I will never allow you to fucking dip spit in my car. Ugh, blah. I'm talking to you, Steve Simone. Really using just about anywhere. Zippix toothpicks are long-lasting. I'll attest to that. And available in 6 delicious flavor choices. This one is sweet whiskey. I stand by it. Plus, you can stop exposing your lungs to smoke and vape fog. Oh, yeah, dude. Vapes also. They're not cool. Cut it out. Hey, you with the vapes. Cut it out. Nobody wants it anymore. All right, clouds, bro. You suck. It's the oral gratification and amazing flavors that keep us coming back to Zippix. We only sell our toothpicks online. Oh, that's cool. Making us one of the most cost-effective alternatives available. I will say, when I have quit smoking before, cigarettes, toothpicks, flavored toothpicks are a great way to do it. And the fact they have fucking nicotine now. God, jeez. Go to ZippixToothpicks.com today. Use promo code Ari at checkout. You get 10% off your order. That's right. Zippix, Z-I-P-P-I-X. Toothpicks, CKS.com, promo code Ari at checkout, 10% off your order. You must be 21 and older to order. Oh, what? Well, there goes half my fans. But you can groom them, Zippix. You can groom them from when they're 21. All you six. Zip more, smoke less with Zippix Toothpicks.com, promo code Ari. Let's get back to the episode. So, that was called an in-the-moment podcast read. I don't always cut away. It's part of the thing now. I can't ever cut it out. It's just part of it. God, these things fucking wire you. Anyway, Shane Torres and Graham K came on. Oh, I should tell you. Came on and talked about these local news from all over. We got Poughkeepsie, that was the most dangerous. South Dakota was the fucking jam. I might do more of these. Local news of the week. Local world news. Local world news. That's the name of it. The local world news and just small town news. In fact, if you guys get a good small town story, like the fucking the story at the end, the raccoon story, send it in. If leave it in the comments, and if you're watching this on YouTube, youtube.com/Ari Shaffir, Two Comics, Two Cigars is on YouTube page, by the way. Subscribe and yeah, send something in. If you got on the comments, that's good. Again, always say in a certain way how Bert is fat in the comments. I saw some interesting ones last time. I feel like the fans could do better. There are many ways to describe how Bert is fat. The mushrooms say Bert is fat. So describe it in the comments on youtube.com/Ari Shaffir. I'm also going to put some a stand-up clip. I think I'm time to record this bit about monkeypox. I think it's like it's done at club, so enjoy. By the way, anyone who saw me on stage, I'll save this for afterwards. Whew, I'm going hard. I'll save it for afterwards. I'll talk about Sober October at the outro. Ladies and gentlemen, let's start the episode. Ari Shaffir, Skeptic, episode 480. Good question. 487. Local news of the world with Graham K and Shane Torres. Starts now. I think we're good. Welcome to Ari Shaffir Skeptic. First time on Shane Torres, second time on Graham K. Oh. People ever call you Graham Elwood? Remember Graham Elwood?
No.
I don't? I feel like you're
I remember Graham Elwood. He was Benson's guy, right?
He was his own guy.
But he was on. He was with Doug a lot, right?
I'm my own guy.
I don't mean to be. Yeah, I didn't mean to reduce him to that. That's a little shitty.
I do. By the way, if we get hot, I can turn the AC on. It's no problem. Or you can too.
Okay.
As the.
We'll see how the perspiring goes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I'm guessing around minute 15 of this podcast.
I'll let you lead that as the guy who's closest to it. And
wearing a sweater and the heaviest.
Yeah.
Closest to it.
He didn't look at me.
Yeah. No, I did not.
Yeah. Well, hey, you're not sitting next to the air conditioner.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And dogs hate warm feet, so that's nothing.
I'm also wearing a t-shirt, and you guys are really bundled up.
I'm gonna take this off.
I think you're in trouble if you don't.
I'm recording this. Is the final day of this music festival that I shirt I'm wearing, Valley Vibes, greatest festival in the world.
Where's this at?
Western Georgia. Some of Knoxville's. What are you upset about now, dude?
Streaming.
Some of Knoxville's finest musicians coming together.
Are you doing
3 days in fucking crabgrass, rum out of the bottle, all sorts of drugs, and mescaline that's disguised as acid.
Mescaline that's disguised. You're tricking people who want to do acid into mescaline?
Oh, I'm not, but some of the dealers are. And this guy was like, nah, hey, that's not acid at all. But then he was like, shit, you just dipped this. And he just started tripping. And we were like taking care of him, like, you okay? He's like, yeah, it's gonna. I don't know how bad it's going to get. I'm like, fuck, do you need help? He goes, no, I mean, I've taken plenty of drugs before. I just wasn't expecting it, but I'll be fine.
It's kind of like when almost hit something in your car, and you're like, oh, everything's gone. Everything's fine now.
Yeah. For the viewers at home, Ari's dog is having a stroke.
She just starts shivering. It's like she hears a fucking motorcycle a mile away, and then that's it.
Is that what sets her off?
Motorcycles, fireworks, Mexicans? Latinos. Yeah. I always forget you're Latino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks. Shane throws me off.
Some people might be offended.
So also I'm gonna drink because I'm about to go sober for a month, so I want to get it in every second I can.
Yes,
everyone at home, if you want to participate in Sober October as well, I advise you against it. It sucks.
I just got drunk for 4 days straight.
Nice, bro.
Yeah, I had a friend in town, a college buddy. I find like when you have a buddy in town, when you hang out with an old buddy, you hang out like you did when you were friends.
Yeah.
Like when you first met.
Yeah, there's no...
It goes right back to it.
And we met when we were 20.
Yeah, like, so when do you ask to have kids for that to change?
He's got kids. He lives in the woods in Canada, and he comes to New York once a year and just blows his brain out.
I feel like when I get back with those friends, it's like, yeah, like, let's go. My married friends come to me for like, let's go nuts.
Yeah, I'm all my like married friends, like their wives all
clearly
call me.
You must be getting loaded every night since you never had kids. Like, yeah. you have to be an alcoholic because you didn't have children.
Well, you're the same. I mean, like everyone's wife calls me the crazy friend. Like, oh, Graham, you're going to Graham's house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty, most of my married friends are like, Shane's just depressed. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's fine. The women aren't too worried about being like, have a real wild night with Shane where he sits in an Irish bar by himself.
When Bill's like, I like Shane, she's like, he's actually very sad.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm no threat to them or their marriage. So it's a nice thing.
Dude, when I go to I've been to the beach with my friends and we'll see some like cute girls and like, oh, you should fuck her for all of us. I'm like, I can't just fuck. That's not the way it works. I don't just know.
No,
you've been on cable.
You've been on cable. You get to fuck.
I was like, I was never good at that.
You said Kobe Bryant should be dead.
Should be dead.
You get pussy when you do that, don't you?
So anyway, what I have a sense of is that the fucking news is far too negative inducing. No, fear inducing, anxiety inducing. That's the word.
Yeah.
And just like negative in general. And I thought, you know where does not have that is fucking local news. So guys, let's go over the local news. By the way, Graham has a new special that'll be out in the next week or so.
That's right. My editor sent the hard drive to the wrong address. So
really?
we're delayed a few days. But it's coming out. Netflix, I'm from Canada. Netflix Canada might buy it. So we're seeing.
Really?
But I'm very excited about it. Yes, very excited about it.
What's the Canadian deal now over there?
You get 60%.
You get Tim Hortons coupons and
It would be cool if everyone in Canada sees it.
Canadian Tire money. Probably
that would be killer.
Yeah, it'd be good. So yeah. Follow me on YouTube. or I'll kill myself.
Okay, at Graham Key.
It's yeah, YouTube.com/Graham, spelt like the cracker, G R A H A M.
They got that part.
K A Y.
It'll be at the bottom.
Comedy. Oh yeah, Graham K comedy.
Yeah, it'll be at the bottom here.
Okay,
you can click
right
on it.
Right there. Or I'll kill myself.
Or he'll kill himself. Which I mean, honestly, guys,
it's kind of
that power.
I was thinking about it. It does seem quiet.
What do you mean?
Like suicide. Like, it does seem like, I don't want to die, but I do think, like, it does seem like there's less hassle. You know, like, yeah, there's, like, you don't have to worry about trains anymore.
Just take care of it.
I think everyone,
yeah, like, that kind of shit that you're over, you know, you're like, oh, fucking, this person doesn't know they're supposed to take off their shoes.
I heard Steve Buttigieg is doing a problem with, like, this is not an issue where I'm going.
Yeah.
Where I'm headed.
Yeah. I think you've confirmed that everyone's wives are right about you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I'll let you guys jump in when you see one, but I'm just going to flip.
Okay.
Here we go. Police blotter for Spokane City. We can start there. Louisville, we got some of the music festival that happened this last weekend. Fort Wayne, Indiana. Obituaries.
Just in Indiana. Let's do Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne, Indiana. Let's see if we can find a good obituary.
I don't think a lot of happy things.
This is going to be like that. There's going to be like...
I mean, they're not going to know about this.
Yeah.
Well, she's dead. So it's only her loved ones will know.
You're like, local news would be nice. Let's go to Fort Wayne, the happiest place on earth.
Well, they got it. Okay.
That place is sad.
It's booming.
Okay.
They have a club now.
Stop me with anybody. I'll just read names. You stop me. Carol J. Beaver.
You're making that.
John
up.
Bennett.
Carol J. Beaver.
Carol J. Beaver. Yeah,
absolutely.
It is. And what a beaver she must have had.
Yeah. Why?
She was 87 years old.
Oh, yeah. Had a pretty good run.
Of Fort Wayne. Died Tuesday, September 20th, 2022. Oh, a week ago. Arranged by D.O. McComb and Sun's Pine Valley Park Funeral Home. That's it? That's all they fucking said about her?
That'll be like yours, Shane.
Carol
no
J.
Family.
No family. Yeah.
No
just,
love. No bereaved.
Yeah.
Shane Torres, assume he had a middle name.
Yeah. I have two.
Do you really?
I'm survived by them.
Maybe the J was lent to Lewis.
Yeah.
Damn, what a fucking sad existence.
It's just an announcement. Let's hope the whole...
To plant trees in her memory, please visit the sympathy store.
No.
You can send flowers. Oh, they do have a fucking link to send flowers. Wait, so they don't say anything about this bitch?
Should we send some flowers?
Maybe someone could send some flowers.
Yeah.
By the way, if you don't follow me on YouTube and you end up sending her flowers,
I think people should do that.
I'll be hurt.
Let's see John Bennett. Maybe he had something else. Okay.
Please don't be
funeral home. John Bennett obituary. End of life celebration is 2 p.m. today. Arrangements by... God damn it, they don't say shit about him.
He's bad.
Fuck this Bennett. Okay, come on.
This looks like this.
Here. She's got a fucking life. Aretha Dawn Butler. First of all, how many years ago till she would have been fuckable?
She's cute.
You
gotta try to remember her as younger.
That's not a recent picture.
She's 90, no. And it's not a recent picture.
Yeah.
No, but in this picture, she's 65.
Beautiful old lady.
That's, yeah. I would, if I was 65, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
You tag that?
That's 45.
Like, I would say 45.
She thinks she's 45?
No. Saying how you're. I'm answering your question.
At what age would you still fuck her?
Maybe. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the oldest person you fucked? And how old are they now?
I know I fucked dead people. Right? Have you guys ever fucked a dead person?
Yeah.
No.
You never?
No one who knows.
No.
Well, you keep up with
everybody? Teens live forever.
Some 15-year-old reached out to me on Instagram and said, you fucked my mom.
Really?
Yeah, and I was like, it's possible.
Jeez.
I mean, 15, I've been fucking for longer than that. I don't know. It's kind of
what
weird.
Do you think they were like?
He wasn't looking for
it. It was 15, was it 15 years ago?
Yeah, I was like, well, when?
Yeah.
He was like, it's not me. Don't worry about that. I'm like, okay, I was worried about
it. The kid's got a pretty good.
Yeah. If they're 18,
that
I don't
kid's
care
got
at all.
A dark future.
I think I was only, the biggest age gap for me was someone who was like, 15 years older than me.
15 years old. Yeah, when I was 25, I think I fucked a 37-year-old.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah. It's kind of gross, though.
I'm older than
37. She's almost 50 now?
Yeah. My friend is a professor, and she's into older chicks. And I was like, okay, whatever. You know, I get it. Just people I know are into older dudes. It's fine. But then it hit me like she's my age. So, ew.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, it's that much older than
yeah.
you.
Yeah, yeah,
that's
yeah.
like a 60-something year old.
Yeah.
And I'm like, blech.
What is that about?
Yeah, what's the oldest, what's the biggest age difference you had?
Shanty? Oh.
Can I call you Shanty?
Yeah, sure. 10 years, probably? 10 years. 12 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
I was 24 and he was 12.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. One or two flowers. All right. Way to go. We got that one out of the way.
I did the sloppier version of that earlier. Yeah, yeah. You did it better.
Aretha Dawn Butler, 90 years old, of Auburn, Indiana, died peacefully. That's nice.
Good.
What's a non peacefully? Drowning?
Stabbing, pretty much anything stabbing. In America in the news. Yeah. These days. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything over 45.
Yeah.
On September 21st, 2022, yeah. Surrounded by family at Stillwater Hospice, Fort Wayne. Hospice is a weird one. I had a friend, remember John, who won last comic standing season 2?
John Leguizamo.
No, it wasn't. It's not even John.
It's a season 2. The first one was a dad. The second one was a John. Oh, he was from Detroit.
Yeah.
Yeah, John.
It was John. You think it's John?
It is John.
Heffron.
Heffron, yeah, yeah.
He
I saw him at the airport like a couple months ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Yeah.
John, don't take my forgetting to mean anything but my massive amounts of drug use. He said he worked at a hospice and he didn't want to like break up with some chick he was dating at the time because he didn't want to die alone because he saw people at hospice die alone.
Oh my God.
And I was like, so you're going to live 65 more years in a shitty fucking relationship in the hope that you don't get hit by a bus at the end, that it's a long peaceful.
And also if it's a shitty relationship, I don't know. Some people just won't like.
She ain't gonna be there.
Yeah. Fucking. That's whatever. It's Friday. I'm punching out early kind of attitude to it. Yeah. 4:30, whatever.
That depressed me, what you just said.
Yeah.
I'm kind of floored by it.
Okay. In lieu of flowers, please send your depressing thoughts to Aretha Butler.
Yeah.
Aretha Dawn Butler. I see a lot of Dawn.
She do anything interesting in her life?
Yeah. She had a life. Born April 16th, 1932. That's pre-Holocaust, right? Mm-hmm. Right around the beginning of it. In Auburn. She was a daughter of the late Erton S. Mannin.
10 years before that.
Evelyn Moses Mannin. Oh, I didn't know she was related to them. She was a 1950 honor graduate at Auburn High School. So she was fucking smart.
Yeah.
And that's when a lot of women couldn't study.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or because of the Quran.
Because of the Quran. Heavy. It was heavy in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Massive
back then.
There. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's why they're so against it now.
Yeah. They saw where it went wrong.
They're very progressive.
It's Nazism being illegal in Germany.
Yeah.
Well, you can have free. Hey, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
We're just not.
Yeah.
We fucked it up. We're not doing it again. Honor graduate of International Business College in Fort Wayne. Nice. Mm-hmm. She got married in 1951. June. How old was she?
She 18. Was 19 or, yeah, 19.
19. Damn. Just turned 19. Damn. Yeah. He survives.
Donald he outlived her?
You think he, I mean, I don't want to be the one to throw it out there, but.
I think you got to be.
Suspect.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's like the staircase.
She was pretty young.
I mean, she was just barely 90. It's not your father's 90.
God takes the good ones young. There's no better one than Aretha Dawn Butler or whatever.
Aretha Dawn. Have some respect for the dead, Shane. Yeah.
Aretha Dawn sounds like the guy who comes and kills the bugs in my building.
Aretha retired from People Federal Savings Bank following more than 20 years as personal director.
She got a job.
She had a job, even this lady. Yeah. So much worker. More than the other fucking idiots.
Than that beaver lady.
Guess what she loved?
Her family.
Yeah, family.
Yeah.
Spending time with her family.
She never left Fort Wayne as far as we've seen so far?
Yeah, I don't think so.
She also loved Fort Wayne.
Grew up in Auburn. How far is Auburn, Indiana to Fort Wayne? Let's see her whole life.
You want me to look?
Yeah. Oh, wait. I don't have my phone. I do. But yeah, I'll check look. It out. Auburn, Indiana to Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Here we go.
She loved her family, especially her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Did not care for her children. Aretha is also survived by these three children she didn't give a shit about. Michael. Michael Catherine. What does that mean? Trans?
Michael just Catherine Stephen, Butler. Kathleen.
Oh, that's who they're married to.
Oh, okay. Michael and, yeah.
Michael Catherine of Butler and Butler of Auburn. Okay. Dr. Stephen Kathleen.
33 minutes, 28 with tolls.
Wow. That's as far as she made it in her whole fucking life.
I don't know. Maybe she traveled.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Maybe.
I just...
International business. That was her degree.
Yeah. There's a good... Yeah.
Setting up businesses for other people.
Lots of grandkids. They can't all be in Fort Wayne.
Maybe she was fluent in Mandarin.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure she was.
Yeah.
She's
I think she looks like the kind of lady that would call pizza ethnic food. Like, yeah. So I don't know if that's what we're...
She looks like she found out in the 70s that Chinese people can see at night. Oh.
Fancy that.
Fancy that.
George.
Here's who she wanted you to donate to in lieu of flowers. She's Catholic. She wanted you to donate to either Women's Care Center, Children First Center, Eckhart Public Library Foundation.
I'm for that one.
Yeah. That's nice. She's a nice lady. Eckhart Tolle Library Foundation. Only the works of Eckhart Tolle.
Hey, somebody's telling people to give to libraries. I think that's pretty good.
That is good.
Yeah, that lady's all right.
She just had a better life than us, and we're making fun of her.
Yeah. I want to see if somebody died young here.
Yeah, I don't think any of us are making it to 90. I really like...
Not after the weekend I had. My guts are disgusting. Melting.
80. Gallmeyer, Bonnie. Doesn't say. Home of Decatur. Damn, these people are all pretty old. I want to see somebody murdered too early. It doesn't happen in small towns.
Or it does.
Ida Edie Griebel was 97.
Right.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, she did shit. Ida Edie Griebel of Hoagland, Indiana, passed away Wednesday, September 21st. Up. Good girl.
Okay, that's nice.
Okay. Oh, she's born 7th of 12 children, February 23rd, in Rolante, Rio Grande do Sul, Brazil, wow. South America.
Oh, she traveled.
To missionary parents.
Illegal.
Yeah. No, it was.
How much you want to bet she was the only person in that town that spoke Portuguese?
Yeah.
What do you guys call dollars down there?
How many times in her life did she get called Mexican?
So many.
Yeah.
I bet.
Exclusively.
Wow. They returned to the United States. He was there as a missionary, her dad, just converting fucking heathens.
Okay.
It worked. They have that big Jesus statue, you know.
Oh, in Rio, yeah.
Yeah.
At 16, she moved to Fort Wayne to become a domestic helper. What? She started her life at 16.
Yeah.
What is a domestic helper?
Nanny?
A maid.
Maid?
Maid.
A live-in maid? Helper.
What a nice way of... You guys ever see how they change the name for things sometimes?
Yeah.
And it's like, no, it's really
a big
asking.
Thing in the world right
it
now.
It really is.
Yeah.
The new one is it's not homeless because they have homes on the street. It's houseless.
Unhoused.
The unhoused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But here's the problem. We're all unhoused.
Because we are renters?
It's in an apartment. We don't
That's
have a house.
That's true. Yeah.
Can I get funds?
Probably not. But who is it? Is it Aaron? She has the bit about like being in San Francisco and being like, y'all have a lot of homeless out here? And she goes, she used to say, without homes. And she goes, that's not how suffixes work. Like, because they're just implying.
A lot of without homes out here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something like that.
Wow. Well, I'll just tell you, she worked on a farm for a while, where she worked tirelessly, driving tractors, planting and harvesting a large garden, helping in the making of maple syrup, apple cider, sorghum molasses, and hand-loomed rugs. This bitch got after it.
Yes, she did.
She's a practical woman.
She did all the 1850s things.
Well, you know, that migrant blood, they work pretty hard.
They really do.
I would know. I'm an immigrant.
Guess what her greatest achievement was, though?
Being a mother?
Yeah.
They all say this.
Raising her six children.
Yeah, because the children write the obituary.
Yeah. That's her greatest achievement. Nobody's like,
it was me.
The sorghum syrup people just couldn't have done it without her.
No, she's great.
5 years in a row, she championed the sorghum world.
Yeah. Oh, dude. She
ruled with an iron fist.
Yeah. She's the daughter of her father, for sure. She instilled them through example, the Christian principles she held so dear.
Okay.
Her lifelong wish was that all her children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-great-grandchildren would come to know Jesus Christ as her Savior and remain steadfast in her faith.
So she was homophobic.
I liked her so much till it got
so
to this.
So much more. Sorghum, great. Christ.
Sorghum.
Boo.
Sorghum, great. Christ, boo.
That's the name of the episode.
It's like a Simpsons joke.
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
All right.
All right. Let's move on away from this fucking dark Bible thumper. You want to go to the Louisville?
let's see, Tuscaloosa News.
Oh, Alabama.
Louisville or the Poughkeepsie Journal.
Let's go to Poughkeepsie.
Yeah, let's see who's okay.
Let's see who's at Laugh It Up this weekend.
Any of these, I'm going to read them all out and then tell me which story you want to care. An Ulster murder. A Saugerties man indicted in friend's killing. Ooh, saucy. Ooh,
I like that. Ulster. It sounded like a British procedural.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a place, right? A corrections officer tied to Duchess arrested on drug charges. Oh, I don't know what that means.
I don't hate that. If it's a real Duchess, that'd be exciting. But I think it's a county, probably.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, well, I don't think there's a Duchess in Poughkeepsie. Hello!
Duchess.
I ran the sorghum trade.
Maybe. Okay. Ex-New Paltz student guilty of murdering mom faces life in prison, according to the DA. That's pretty great. I'm just going to read you some of the rest of these, but I'd like that one. Your home made simple. Montgomery cop arrested for stalking. Case calls charge totally false. State trooper is shot. New York women cite domestic. Oh, that's New York because it's too close to New York. Okay, let's read about this chick who fucking killed her mom.
Was a woman?
Yeah. Right? Surprising.
You see that guy from Riverdale, that Netflix show, got life in prison for killing his mom?
Before Riverdale or during?
Post it, yeah.
What?
Canadian. That's your people.
I'm sorry.
What up?
Well,
yeah.
They be talking.
Trump is right about you guys.
Moms be talking. Killed my mom.
Wait, here, I want to see this. A former SUNY New Paltz student. Oh, this is where Ren Azizi went, I think. SUNY New Paltz. I'm pretty sure. Pleaded guilty of murdering his mother. Oh, it's a boy.
Yeah.
You're right.
Okay, yeah. That was the most surprising part of the
But movie. It was, it's, a, all right. It was a, it, oh, they said a picture of the mom. Oh, I thought I said beheading. Beating. Fuck. Damn it.
Oh.
Ang was accused of beating and stabbing his 65-year-old mother before hiding her body in a garbage container at the family's home in Morris Township, New Jersey.
Jesus Christ.
With the assistance of two women with whom he was reportedly involved in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when they had the mining, the trapped miners?
Yeah. Oh, the Chilean miners.
Chilean miners.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And
33 of them.
Yeah. And one of their wives came to visit, and right at the same time, one of their mistresses came to visit. And then the wife didn't know about the mistress, and there was fucking fireworks.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That guy.
Yeah.
He's
like, leave me in here for a little bit
longer. Yeah, keep me in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
I'm just...
That would have been the thing that got me through a few days in that tunnel. Like, just to be like... It's
better to be in here.
Yeah, like, sure you want to get out of here, man?
You guys go first. It's not that much room.
It's so funny to think about. That's what he had to deal with. The very first thing, I was like, they were like, we're so happy you're out.
And they still love him. They're visiting him. They're not like, fuck him, I'm leaving.
But I think he filed for divorce.
Really?
From down there.
So he's like, you got to get a restraining order. Trust me on this.
They like sent down a pencil on a string.
Yeah.
He's a sign.
They made a film about it.
Really?
Yeah.
About them?
About them.
The whole thing. That was probably...
But the minors, not about the...
No, not about the divorce. Yeah.
Wow. So here's my question. He assists of two women with whom he was reportedly involved in. Do you think he called one, then she didn't answer, call the other, then the first call back? He was like, I just need help. I don't care if you guys know about each other. Or do you think it was like a
throuple kind of thing?
Yeah.
And they all get
I'm going throuple. I don't think if you find out about someone's new partner.
You go, well,
so you're like, well, I'll help you guys bury this.
I've already agreed to it.
Be like, I'm getting out.
But also, if you're dating the kind of person who would kill their own mother, maybe your decision making skills are off too.
That's
what makes you think. I see why you asked the question.
You're judging these people on our own standards, and then it's like, oh no, that they're leading different lives.
Yeah. My standards aren't that high.
They're better
than that, but they're not like great.
How does a mix up happen? He just texted one girl, like, come, let's kill my mom. And then...
Once one of them's like, Becky, parentheses, murder.
Yeah.
And the other one's like, Susan,
parentheses,
sex.
Unfortunate, they were both Jennifers.
Yeah.
And so it wasn't on purpose, but it did go for a lot of mix-ups.
The whole thing, and then,
I love you. I was like, I'm so glad you said that finally. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah, no, I mean it.
They both call me the same pet name, but I have different pet names for them, and that's how I got it mixed up.
Mm-hmm. Jared Eng. Eng was charged with second-degree murder, while he and one of the women, previously identified as Jennifer Lopez, were charged with three counts of first-degree hindering prosecution, three counts of tampering with physical evidence, and one count of concealment of a human corpse, according to an indictment. Second woman, Caitlin O'Rourke of Patterson in Putnam mm-hmm. County, was charged with concealing a human corpse and tampering with evidence. Oh, so that's the mom.
Yeah.
Paula Chin. Interesting. So it's not one of ours. Well, we're off the hook on this one. It's not always my problem.
She looks Latino, kind of.
You think so?
A little bit.
That's what's it called then, right?
What's it called? Wrap up.
You know, the one Asian Latino.
The one Asian Latino?
That country, the island country. Joe Coy's country. Filipinos.
Oh.
her name is Chin and she looks like that. That's Filipino.
Dog is hot. 18, the island country.
18 to 22 years. Fucking jail. After killing Chin, Eng texted, "It's done. I'm free." And he got rid of his problem. Oh, wow. It's done. I'm free.
You can just leave your house. You don't. What is he?
It's like. Do you ever go home and your mom immediately says something like, "Why do I even come back here?"
What if he texts that to the girl, one of the women? It was like, "I'm gonna break it off with her." He's like, "It's done. I'm free."
And he's like, "No, what about my mom?
If you want to be with me, kill your mother."
Nasty coincidence.
That's probably it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, that would be a fun mix-up on the test. So sad.
Oh, he had already begun the process of changing the passwords on her bank accounts and searching for inheritance lawyers.
That's like
crossed his T's and dotted his I's.
I mean, it's the most obvious thing in the world
to go that quickly.
Just immediately start doing that. I wonder why. I wonder if she died of natural causes. Her head's cut off.
Yeah. We're gonna change the password on this account to Boner 69.
Google
instead
search
of my birthday. My mom had it.
A Google search on his account turned up the Google search DIY bone meal.
So he's going to eat his mom?
I think he's turning into like
a powder and getting rid of it.
What
is bone meal?
Like
dust?
I don't know.
Is it like a marrow?
Bone disposal.
Do you know what bone meal is?
Oh, I was thinking of bone marrow.
Yeah.
Oof.
What?
O'Rourke told police she helped Eng and Lopez cover the crime after the fact. Which also says she joined them on the second trip to Morristown Township, where they stuffed the garbage bag containing Chin into a trash container outside the Bailey Hollow Road home. Lopez, according to the complaint, told O'Rourke during a phone conversation, "All clean. The hardest part was backing up the car." Eng also said it took his mother a while to die.
Ugh.
Oof.
To be fair, that doesn't seem like the kind of thing, if you're watching it, would feel like it was going quickly.
I mean, you'd want to just cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha-cha till day. Yeah, what's this? Like, what are you, saving stabs?
Yeah, like you...
Unload on stabs.
Moms have a lot of spite. I want to say that this is not uplifting news.
We're gravitating towards the dark shit.
That's the internet. And the problem is Poughkeepsie's too close to New York City. So it's a suburb of New York.
Yeah, well, we went to Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne is far enough away.
That Christian lady was okay.
Let's go to Humboldt. That was really
That's
sad.
Actually, people go missing in Humboldt all the time.
Damn it. Well, let's see what else we got here. Taos.
New Mexico?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, let's do your dates real quick. Where are you guys going to be? Starting this coming weekend.
I'll be in Chicago at the Comedy Vault Thursday through Saturday, and then I'll be at the Earl in Atlanta next Saturday, October 1st.
Chicago and Atlanta. That is Shane Torres talking. If you're listening on audio, Shane, where can people find those dates to buy tickets?
ShaneIsAComedian.com. Shane Torres on all platforms.
ShaneIsAComedian.com and Shane Torres.
All platforms.
On all the other platforms except the internet.
Thank you.
Folks.
Now, Graham K is going to tell you where he's going to be.
Seamless. I've done this before. I'm going to be at the Comedy Fort in Fort Collins, Colorado.
I've heard that's a good club.
It's a really good club. Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm doing it in December.
October 7th and 8th. You can find tickets at grahamk.com. Then the following week, I'm going to be at the Denver Comedy Lounge. That's the 14th and 15th.
They have a Denver Comedy Lounge.
I don't know, man.
What a crazy way to name yourself.
Do what I got to do.
What do you mean?
It's Comedy Works.
He was halfway through that. I was like, oh, what a great. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't do the comedy works.
But I mean, call yourself the Chuckle Hut or the anything. But don't
I know.
Start with...
It's annoying.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, yeah. Like, you got to counter program it to some degree.
It's like, I'm opening a new club here called the New York Comedy Outlet.
Yeah.
It's just like.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's already.
Anything. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's, it just is what
comedy roots.
Yeah. The Laugh Cellar.
Yeah. Mm. The Laugh. Yeah. I see. You need to go another way.
By the way, Shane.
You need to go stand up live or something.
Yeah. Completely different. Shane just did a little known, but widely, I love it, is the double up date promotion. When you are done, someone else has a date of a place you're going to still be, you get to tag in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, good. Wow.
It's my. It's why my. Ticket sales are satisfactory. Is what they've been called.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I'm working up.
Fair to Midland.
Satisfactory.
I'm working up to satisfactory. Yeah. Abysmal is what I get.
Had worse. Is the thing. I've had worse weekends. Is the. What's the worst thing a club owner's ever said to you about ticket sales?
Big J saw on the desk once of the guy, said because the guy looked away or whatever was paying him. He looked down and it had his. What the guy thought about Jay, he goes, a good bargain for the price, which means he was like, his agent was shitty back then, and he was like, he draws a little,
yeah,
and he's charging nothing.
Oh, that's good. I'd left Texas or I'd left Portland, and I come here, and I was headlining my home club for a weekend for the first time, and I was walking to the show. And on my last day in town, I got a text for free tickets from the club to my own show.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, I guess sales are not great.
No. Well, it's still, you know, that was 5 years ago, and now they're moderate. Now they're,
Yeah. Got a couple reels. Hit 6,000.
Two for ones only.
Yeah. Fucking, we'll let you see Michael Ian Black for free if you pay to see this show.
I'll be in Philadelphia October 20th through the 22nd with Mike Rowland.
Nice.
Portland at Helium, both those Helium. November 1st through the 3rd with Adrian Appalucci. And Dallas, Texas, the first. You're from Dallas?
Fort Worth, so next door, yeah. Damn. Pretty much.
At Hyenas with Reggie Conquest. And then we're going to go to a Cowboy game on the 4th.
Nice.
Yeah. And Tampa just went on sale in the February.
I'm doing all those clubs.
Nice.
Double up.
Oh, and Utah in January. Yeah. He's doing all those clubs.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, I'll be in Tampa in October.
Hey, everybody. You know, today's episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank is brought to you by 3chi.com. 3chi.com, the purveyors and makers and growers and cultivators of the finest Delta 8 THC in the fucking world. 3chi.com. Guys, what is Delta 8? I know you've asked yourself, what is Delta 8? Well, I'm here to tell you, it's weed. It hits, I've had it best described this way, and I like it. It gives you about 60% of the head high and then spreads the other 40% all over your body. That's if you smoke it. That's if you take it. It's just a sort of a weirder, more interesting THC. It is federally legal, but you do have to be 21 and above to partake. Because it is psychoactive. It's not CBD. It's not CBD. When I say it gets all over your body, it doesn't mean it's going to make your body feel better. It's going to make your body feel loose. It's drugs. It's drugs, and I support drugs, and I support safe drugs, and 3chi and Delta 8 from 3chi.com is a safe way to get fucked up. So guys, do you want to forget what life has to throw at you? Do you want to fucking really enjoy Avatar in 3D now playing at theaters yet again? I'd say go to get some Delta 8 from 3chi.com. 3chi.com, use promo code Ari at checkout, get 5% off your order. That's right. 3chi.com, use promo code Ari at checkout. That's a Jew discount. 5% off your entire order. I'm Ari Shaffir. I support this product. And now, let's get back to this exciting episode of Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. Thanks, 3chi.com. Okay, guys, now here's a fucking real story. Utility box beautification.
Oh.
This is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, a little more sunshine?
This is actually what I'm talking about. It's news in Tahoe that they're taking those utility boxes and fucking painting them. You can see the picture, right?
That's a little better, yeah.
No, I don't know. Oh, that.
Instead of just the kind of like gunmetal gray you usually get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're having an art project. The street corners of Taos have gotten a little bit easier to look at recently thanks to work by Taos Main Street, the LOR Foundation, and the town of Taos to recruit artists to help redecorate the silver utility boxes that dot the county's intersections.
Wow.
Listen, who wrote this? Sarah Neal. What a crazy run-on sentence to start with.
Well, she's running for the
come up.
Tao go. News.
Up, up,
yeah.
Up, up.
Oh, dog is so hot.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Now I have to.
Yeah, you got that one now.
You can read.
I don't have my glasses.
Oh, shit. Well, Shane, you want to take over?
Sure.
Pillow handoff?
There we go. This is seamless. A grant from New Mexico Clean and Beautiful, parentheses, a division of the state tourism department, closed for 5,500 was matched by the town of Taos to help kickstart the project.
How much? $5,500.
Yeah. So they
it's
got
newsworthy.
They got 11 grand to pay these people because the town kicked in.
Okay.
The money was first used to hire supervising artist Jackie Cole. I'm not going to be able to say her last name. Or his. Worked with the Taos Main Street to put out a call for submissions. Did a lot of networking, some of the local schools and their art programs, and we had some success with that, explained Charles Woodson, executive director.
Charles Woodson.
Yeah.
Charles, who is that?
He's a football player.
Yeah, he is, right?
Yeah.
He won a Heisman, I think.
Yes, he did. And he gave these people $11,000.
Wow, and he really gives back to Taos. Mm-hmm. Some of these Heisman winners, they're not just rapists and wife beaters.
Nope.
They do much more now. It's a different football.
Mm-hmm.
They help decorate electrical boxes.
Yeah, electrical boxes.
But if that's your
that
cause,
that is the kind of project somebody with CTE thinks.
Yeah,
of.
Yeah. These boxes are ugly, dude. It's crazy though that this is someone's whole. Like someone really, it keeps them up at night. This is someone's cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Where it's like this. You know when they say like when like some comic will say something and people are like and your response is like, aren't there bigger things to worry about? You can apply the same to this.
It
is nice, but
like you're like, hey, we need to restructure the power grid, and then this person's like, yeah, I don't like the boxes either.
The boxes,
yeah, like
some coloring.
Yeah,
in New York, they just do it for free. Artists just paint on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a great one actually. If you're ever in the neighborhood on 3rd and A, on the south side of the street, on 3rd, there's a box. And it looks like a robot's head to the side, and then right next to it on the wall is a robot, and it's like they draw like a neck coming up to the box, and then this big circular thing that's holding like a fan. They painted out like a lollipop that he's holding, and it is really nice.
It's kind of a creative, like,
you took something shitty,
and moved.
I'll take a picture of that. Lay it in, and then but it's like nice. It's like a nicer way to have life than just some dumb fucking utility box.
Yeah, I think that stuff's needed, and I think Charles Woodson is a great man.
Great, yeah. How long did he play for in college? In pros, did he play?
Yeah, he played.
I really wanted to give a voice to the youth artists in the community and have them be proud of the community art and see what they could accomplish. He said, due to complications of online schooling in 2021, Woodson said they didn't get enough submissions from students.
So. What do you mean? They had all day at home. Yeah. They're all fucking in cars.
Yeah, we were
COVID.
All writing screenplays. We didn't have quite enough for all 18 boxes that we were looking to cover. So for about 1 month of it being open exclusively to student artists, we were just kind of open to the rest of it, to any artist of any age in the Taos community, which is where you could get some real nutter butters coming in.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm the guy who covers things in shit.
Yeah. I like paydays. I like paydays. It's the best bar. Yeah. It's the best candy bar. I think it should all be payday.
You guys got $1,100 for me?
Give me my fucking $1,100.
The works of art were then taken to Acorn Graphics where the art was printed. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. That's just kind of getting into the mechanical side.
Turn on that AC. You see it? Yeah. The power button?
I'll hold it.
Get it?
It's hot as fuck.
I would put... Dog is hot, isn't it?
Dog is hot.
Dog gets it.
I would have been the first one to...
Yeah.
Bandit, you're hot. What do you have to say about that? Okay, no comment. Interesting. Strucker, hopefully the utility box project is wayfinding into the art world and inviting more creatives and talents to come forward and do these type of projects.
I like that.
That's a really nice story.
I think...
Yeah.
We can only hope that these types of public art projects will continue to inspire those young artists to keep creating. I don't think it will.
No, they didn't have enough.
Yeah. I don't.
And they also paid them like $200 each. Like, here you go. Paint this entire box. It's
11 grand and there were 18 boxes, so it's less than $1,000 a box. What is 18 into 1,100 is what?
That's a long time to paint one of those boxes. It's like 3 days' work.
Yeah.
It's
like $840 a box or something.
Yeah,
like
that. It's like, thanks.
That's not for an artist. That's a good payday.
It really
is. If you're going off government tit money for your art career,
and also you're just gonna do it illegally anyway.
Yeah.
And so now you're making $1,100. Is that tax free? If it comes from the government, it's not. Right?
No.
No.
Why don't they just
tax it ahead of time. If you work for the government, they're just like,
they do.
You owe us this.
They do.
No, they don't.
They take the taxes out.
No way. I work for the government.
If you're an independent contractor.
You worked for the government?
Yeah, I planted. I laid pipe.
All right.
Arlington National Cemetery.
Did you?
Yeah. I was a horticulturalist at 16. But they don't take out taxes. Independent contractor, they don't pay out taxes.
No, they don't. They don't. But I figure they give you a check, and sometimes they give you a check. And
it's like, this is what you have to come back.
I'm glad I contributed to this podcast.
Dude, you're doing a great job.
Thanks.
Graham, don't sell yourself short, buddy.
I'm so hot.
I know. It's going to cool off pretty soon.
It'll be good. There's not a lot of square footage in here. Yeah, I feel great. What? Not a ton of square footage in here.
No, not a ton.
Well, Kitchen Fire closes Cheyenne Crossing.
Okay, so now we're headed to South Dakota, you guys.
Gross.
To the BH Pioneer.
Have you performed in South Dakota?
I have not. Have you?
No.
Have you?
There's nobody there.
There's nobody there.
It's like really.
I'm
like
trying to get Montana. I'm trying to get gigs in Missoula and Billings over the winter so I can go skiing in Big Sky. You ski, right?
Yeah, snowboard.
You don't, right?
I've tried it once. It wasn't my best.
Both holding.
I went with Sean Patton, and we went snowboarding, and then he got a concussion.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Sean Patton is a terrible but will try hard snowboarder.
Yeah, is that
he doesn't give up, but yeah. he will go for it.
He's built for the sport. Is what the instructor said.
Really?
Yeah, because he's a dense man.
Well, he just every board sport is dominated by people who are 5'8", 5'6".
Yeah, exactly. But you see him on catwalk, he just doesn't move. And then sometimes he'll be like, "Just guys, I'll catch up with you guys later. Don't worry about it. That's good. Thank you." So there's a few fire stories from South Dakota. Like literally, that's a couple of their big stories.
Yeah. Fire at Spearfish Rifle Pistol Range driven in strong winds. Oh.
That is the most South Dakota headline I've ever heard. Yeah. There was just a series of
man of calls Western gun words. His dick.
Did they just ask if you want to subscribe to the BH Pioneer? that's a hard no, okay, BH Pioneer. I do love your hard-hitting journalism, but I'm not seeing it.
Oh, no, I have to pay for this.
No, fuck that.
Got to pay for it. Support local journalism.
Can I use my podcast fade? buy you a lifetime membership to this shit newspaper?
It won't give you the fucking story without...
No, it's like they think they're the New York Times or something.
What the fuck behind a goddamn paywall are you doing?
Yeah.
What does it say about it?
It just says, a grass fire began at Spearfish Rifle and Pistol Range Saturday afternoon.
A grass fire?
Yeah, let's go to their... Hold on.
Yeah, what do you got?
Maybe I'll go to their... No.
Someone shot a flint rifle, started a brush fire.
No, I thought maybe they're like being Instagram stories.
They're out.
Or something. Yeah,
they're out. We don't give a shit about South Dakota now. Great, uh-huh. good job, BH Pioneer. You just ruined our love of fucking South Dakota.
Okay, we're on the AP wire now. Judge recuses herself from Spearfish murder case.
Do it. What's that? Why? Why get off that charge?
She recused.
Why? Why don't she? Why can't she serve?
Okay.
What's her deal that she can't do that job? Is it her son?
Fourth Circuit Judge Michelle Comer says she wouldn't be able to be impartial in the case.
Why?
Because she has dealt with the defendant before in drug court. Okay, that's not like.
But that's is that even newsworthy or is that just standard? She's like, I had him. Somebody else.
I mean, I guess
it's
pertaining to a murder case, so I guess they're just trying to like juice.
Yeah.
It's pretty juicy.
That is juicy.
I was home recently.
You've been recused recently?
I recused myself from quite a bit. quite a bit of stuff.
By the way, can we all just start, three of us in life, recusing ourselves from conversations?
Mm-hmm.
Just if you were in an argument with your girlfriend and you were just like, I have to recuse myself for this. I don't think I can be impartial to you.
Yeah, exactly, boyfriend.
She looks down, you've pissed your pants.
Yeah, I recuse myself.
I must recuse myself.
I'm afraid I must recuse myself.
No, I was gonna say, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say that I went home, and you live in New York. I'm from Ottawa, and I go home to visit my parents.
Ottawa.
And then you just listen to the radio, and legit, a man, like they said on the radio, the 6 o'clock news, just like, a man fell from a ladder today.
The Ottawa news?
Yeah. I said on the radio that a man fell from the ladder.
It's so pleasant.
And I was like, what?
Because that's the worst thing that happened in Ottawa for the whole day.
All day, a guy fell.
They have a lot of drugs there.
Story.
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, yeah.
I told you this a long time ago. I was at Blues Fest. I was wandering around on mushrooms, just wandering around. I saw a park, and it was like,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
In Blues, Ottawa.
Yeah. Blues Fest ends at 11, so it was a Saturday night at 11:30.
Yeah.
I wandered into a park. I felt a little bit, like, scared, and then I saw some couples there, And I was like, oh, okay, nobody here is dangerous. And then I realized, I looked inwards. I'm like, oh, I'm the drug addict. I'm the dangerous one here.
Yeah.
I'm the worst part about this place.
Yeah, you're lurking at these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a very safe city.
It's very safe. Although I did, there was my friend's sister got caught up in a gang and they kidnapped somebody and killed him.
Good God.
Anyway. Wait,
were they, was it a...
What was this? Let's find this news story.
Yeah. Yeah, see if we can find it.
What's it a...
So here's my questions before we even start.
Ottawa was kidnap the, murder Graham Case friend is that
yeah. I'll come right up.
What about
Jazz Whitehead?
That was
their name.
That was her name. Yeah,
that's you name your kid Jazz Whitehead. You're dooming them. You're damning them to a fucking Nikki kidnapping.
Whitehead? Jazz Whitehead didn't die.
I would say, here's my question: was the person who got kidnapped and killed part of it, or was that just a random, like, that person will do?
Jazz with it.
Yeah, they were like, you know, a high person at a park with a sexy mouth, you know?
Oh, it was like that.
No, just kidding. I think it was like a whole drug thing. Like
they were involved.
Like, they were involved. It was like, you know.
It makes it easier.
They have a Wikipedia page about it.
No. Yeah. Death of Nikki Whitehead.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
This is breaking news.
This is depressing.
Really?
Yeah, 34-year-old mother of 16-year-old identical twins named Jazz and Ted.
That's your friend, Jazz.
Is this in Ottawa? This doesn't seem familiar. This might be a different Jazz Whitehead.
Different Jazz Whitehead? Yeah, who had a friend murdered?
Come on. What, are you serious right now?
It's not from Ottawa, is it? Is it from Ottawa?
No, it's in Conyers, Georgia.
Yeah.
Well, there's two white Jazz Whiteheads that are murderers.
Two Jazz Whiteheads involved in
murder.
Who do
you think was better at it?
Who? Yeah, it's a good conversation.
The American.
Yeah. That's right.
The one on NBC, not the one on fucking CBC.
Yeah.
Is a Picnic Basket still on?
What's
Picnic
that?
Face?
Oh, Picnic Face? No.
That ended?
Yeah.
That's the last Canadian show I know about.
Well, Kids in the Hall is back.
Yeah. What?
It's on Amazon,
yeah.
No.
For new season's really good.
Same people?
Yeah, everybody.
Yeah,
they're all old, and you can see their dicks in the first episode.
Yeah,
they don't care. They show their old small dicks. One guy's got
Kevin
an old big dick.
McDonald now. He's nice.
Great.
Yeah.
Are they doing the bird guy still?
Bird lady.
Bird lady. Yeah.
I don't know. I didn't see the full.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are they doing this one?
It's all there.
I'm smushing you.
Yeah.
Smush you.
I squish your head. Yeah. And then what was the other?
Wow.
He's in the towel too. Yeah.
That's crazy. That's coming back. What
yeah,
a good show that
and
was.
They have a great doc on Amazon about him now.
The documentary on Amazon about the kids.
Doc
in the hall
is
awesome.
Documentary for the people listening at home. It's an insider speak. It's a doc means documentary.
Yeah, for all these.
I work in the biz.
Yeah, biz just for the people listening at home. Biz for people that means business.
business. We both don't know where to look. Yeah. We're in the business.
Oh, good for them for coming back finally. I always like Kids in the Hall because they'd be willing to do a 30-second sketch and then just move on to the next thing.
Yeah.
They'd be like, they were not going to milk this. The way SNL at the time, I remember noticing, I was like, and Matt TV too, they're like, they have to be 4 minutes plus. And Kids in the Hall was like, maybe four, maybe 20 seconds, maybe we'll just
whatever,
go.
Whatever, yeah. Like they kind of like, and they were so different.
They were
like,
so they, different.
Like, everything was like, well, why wouldn't we try this as opposed to like, we can't sell, there was never like, we won't be able to sell Coca-Cola.
Yeah, we're not going to anyway.
It's one of the advantages of working for the CBC, is you don't have to worry about selling Coca-Cola. They had one sketch on their final episode. It was just all stuff that they like got rejected and they didn't care. So they would just put it on.
Went for it.
One of them was Hitler fucks a donkey. It was just, I saw this when I was like 12. And it was just these two, like a young, like a farm boy and a dad. And he's like, Pa, what that mean old man doing to my donkey, Pa? And looks over and says, Hitler fucking a donkey.
He's a mean old man.
That mean old man.
There's a sketch where Dave Foley plays a gynecologist and he's like talking this couple through everything and he goes, and also I'll have you know my drop rate is the second lowest in the country. And they're like, what?
Drop rate.
He goes, I've dropped babies the second least out of every time.
Drop rate.
Yeah. And then it goes into some, hey, how about this? A woman who brought raccoon to North Dakota bar is charged.
That is good. That's the perfect example of local news.
Say that again. A woman who brought raccoon, not a raccoon, raccoon.
It's a guy named Raccoon.
It implies that it wasn't just a random raccoon she saw and threw it in. It was she came with a plan.
Yeah.
To North Dakota bar is charged. A woman who brought a wild raccoon into a North Dakota bar, which prompted
slow.
Which prompted state health officials to issue a warning about potential rabies exposure is facing criminal charges.
That means they were like, oh, at the public, at the offices, they were like, do we have to tell these idiots
not?
I thought it went without saying.
Aaron Christensen, 38, of Matic, is charged with misdemeanor counts of providing false information to law enforcement, tampering with physical evidence, and unlawful possession of fur bears.
Did you bring a raccoon to the bar? No.
So, if she
somebody
cleared
that scat.
If she didn't try to cover it up, she'd only be charged with the fur bearers thing.
Yeah.
The rest is just compounded like Anthony
unlawful
Cumbia.
Position of fur bear.
Yeah, that's it.
What a thing to have to write down on a job resume.
Yeah.
I did have I see this break in your resume for about 6 months. Like, I was in prison. Like, for what? Like,
look, get a few in you. Yeah, like, I can see myself doing something like this at one point in my life, drunk enough to be like, I'm bringing this armadillo to the bar.
I got it by the neck?
Yeah, we're good. Like that kind of shit.
Y'all, look at this!
Yeah.
And it would be a crowd pleaser.
If
somebody walked in, like, and it was a bar you knew, you know, it was like a Cheers bar.
Yeah.
Like, Shane, how you doing? It's like, how am I doing? Ask Cooney.
And then, hey, I'll
have a barracuda.
You could do like, I'll have a bud. What do you have? You could do like a lot of gags, yeah?
Open up. Oh my God. It would
you
be.
You could put it in a high chair for like, and then you'd be like, why is there a high chair in a bar for babies?
It would be fun. Who told on this chick?
So if you get charged for illegal fur bearer, do you have to knock on all your neighbors' doors?
You just have to know I'm a
fur bearer. I'm a fur bearer. I'm going to come to your house.
If you don't have pets, you don't have to worry about me. However, if you do have pets, I guess I'm over it, but you should worry.
Fur bearers are what furries like to be called now, too.
Fur bearer. Nice.
Fur bearer.
Shane Torres, everybody.
Foreboding.
You got where I was going.
Foreboding, yeah.
Christensen was arrested last week after authorities found her and the raccoon by serving several search warrants in and around Matic.
Wait, what? What?
She was arrested. They had to, like, there was a manhunt. It's like the fugitive.
For the raccoon lady.
Christensen said her family found the raccoon on the side of a road about 3 months ago and named it Rocky. Well, that's
Rocky Raccoon.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys weigh in. I have no issue at all with the name.
It's a little hack.
And what else are you going to call it?
Peter.
Peter Raccoon. You're saying Rocky Raccoon.
That's your brother's name.
Oh, yeah.
He has dark eyes, though.
There's a darkness in the eyes. Yeah.
You know his brother's name?
Yeah, we're buddy. Graham and I are close, you know?
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
You know that was like, there was like a,
oh yeah, you said, who else did you want? Graham K was on his list. You should know.
Oh, nice.
He gave me four names. You
all
were
right?
One of them.
I made the cut. I'm great. Made the cut of my friend. Good.
Hey, I just like to weigh in real quick. Hey, Peter K, go fuck yourself.
Hey, don't say that. He's a good kid.
Is he?
Yeah, he's special needs.
I take it back then.
Yes.
I take it back then. Didn't know any of that.
Nah, he's just a nice man who likes Star Wars. And
hey, PK.
Yeah.
You're rad, bro.
Yeah, he is.
You're rad. Earlier, that was a little thing we do in podcast world called joking.
Today, my brother, this is true, sent an email to over 100 people of a toothbrush he bought. A picture of his new electrical toothbrush. That's it.
That's nice.
The hardest I've ever laughed is when you told that story about how you were like, you were talking to him about how you guys wanted to help your mom be healthier.
Yeah.
And then you're like, we got to think of a plan so we can, and then like he said, he called you back an hour later. He's like, Graham, I took care of everything.
Yeah.
I told him. Killed your mom?
He goes, no. He goes, what was he? I told her if she doesn't start walking, she's going to get fat and die.
Yeah. I was like, you know, we got to work with mom. You know, she's gaining weight or whatever. And he's like, calling back. And he's like, don't worry, Graham. I took care of it. I told mom she's fat.
I used my
autistic. She better start walking or she'll die.
I used my autistic powers and I handled it. Yeah. Yeah. You know how you guys
what
have
a
shame?
Luminous way. Yeah. Like, that's all you're trying to say. He just said it with much fewer words and we're all professional speakers, and I don't think we can get
you are fat. You will die.
Graham,
bye.
Graham told me you're fat and you're going to die.
So
horrible. Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
It is illegal under North Dakota Board of Animal Health laws to keep a wild raccoon.
But she kept it? She didn't just throw it in?
They tried to. Oh, I'm sorry. Christian said her family found the raccoon. She said they were nursing the animal back to health with plans to release it back into the wild.
That's a good lady. But in the meantime, she was like, I'm thirsty and it's thirsty.
Yeah, take it to a bar.
And it produces milk I drink. right.
Authors, wait, authorities euthanized the animal and it
shot it in the head in front of its owner.
And it tested.
Why?
Also, and it tested negative for rabies. So, so it was disease free too.
No. Why do they kill it?
That's why she was on the run.
Why do they kill it? It was an alcoholic. Why do they kill it?
That's so...
Oh, no!
Christian took Rocky to Matic Bar on September 6th.
Matic Bar.
Yeah, I guess it's the town. During happy hour and showed the raccoon to customers. Bartender Cindy Smith said the animal never bit anyone at the bar.
It's Why would they kill it?
It's like Thelma and Louise.
Oh.
Nevertheless, North Dakota's Health and Human Services Department issued a warning asking anyone who may have been bitten or had contact with the raccoon's saliva to seek medical care.
It didn't get to anyone.
Oh, Jesus, this just keeps going.
Oh my God!
I once
That's
had
terrible.
A,
Why did they kill it?
It's unfair, and too much was done to detain an innocent raccoon.
Agreed. I never thought I'd take the side of a fur bearer, but I'm taking it.
Yeah, well, you're.
They were not worried about the health of us if we had rabies or not. They were worried about finding and killing Rocky and putting me behind bars.
That's so wrong. They killed their fucking pet.
It's crazy.
It didn't attack anybody. It was a nice pet. She nursed it back to health.
On
That's
the steps of the Matic courthouse, Christensen seemed indignant while holding a copy of Martin Luther King's letters from Birmingham jail.
No, that part's not. I made that up.
Okay.
Just trying to get a little light, yeah.
Hey, what?
Matic is a town of about 500 people located about 85 miles from the Canadian border.
Hold on, hold on. Let's go to Matic. Let's go to Matic on Google. Do you know how to open up a new tab?
Let's go to
the Matic Bar. Let's leave Matic a nice bar. Review. It wasn't your fault. Rocky was great. You guys all loved it. Let's
Matic
leave
Bar.
I know you're not going to believe this, but they don't have a website.
No.
Yeah.
Well, they'll have a Google
Let me see
thing.
Pictures of Matic. Google reviews got 35 Google reviews.
Okay, let's make it 36. What are the reviews? Cold drinks.
Cold drinks, great bartender, pool table, and dartboard. Good place to hang out with friends.
Sometimes they have a raccoon, and that's nice.
Can I say, anyone in South Dakota, or anyone near the Matic Bar, please, please send me pictures. Instagram, tag me on Instagram, at Ari Shaffir, of the Matic Bar. I would love if anyone went and got a nice cold one in honor of Rocky.
This is
Pour a little out for Rocky.
This is from Sue M. I think all bars should be closed and respect our Lord and Savior and everyone. Prayer hands emojis. Need to ask our God for forgiveness. Prayer hand emojis. You never know when your life will end. Ask yourself if you are really. That's literally what it says.
That's good. They're dealing with a lot. Over
I mean, she was, though. It's I can't blame Matic Bar for her. Like, really, they were doomed from the start for that review.
Did you see the Instagram video of the raccoon in a New York, in a Brooklyn bar, and then some like Alaskan lady who was visiting? Just everyone in Brooklyn was like,
Yeah. She just went up and grabbed it by the back of the
probably
scruff.
Probably a lesbian lady just walks up and goes, shut up, and just grabs it by the scruff.
Wait,
and
it?
Walks
a
it
raccoon?
Out. Yeah. I think it was a raccoon. Yeah.
Oh, they're all fucking pussies about it. She's like, idiots.
Yeah, she just went and grabbed it and walked it out, and everyone cheered. It was cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hey, can I just say I had a thought?
All right. Enough.
What about some sort of, I don't know, web series or something? I'm not sure. Maybe you've thought about it. Instagram.
My old handle was Instagram K.
Instagram K.
But it was too confusing.
Instagram podcast, maybe? Instagram. And you're reviewing something. You see there's something there, right?
Yes. Now I do.
Instagram. Instagram.
I just doom scroll and
You eat instantly prepared foods.
Oh, Instagram. Instagram. That's different. I was
and
thinking
then
it's
you,
related to Instagram
and then
itself.
But you take like the top 10 Instagram posts
about that food,
or just about Instagram. Yeah,
better. And I put it on Vimeo.
The best bartenders in town. The coldest beards.
I just do everything wrong.
Coldest what?
Beards.
Coldest beards. Okay. Just like guys who are trying to stay in the closet and just hanging out with a fucking chick.
Place sucked when I lived there.
Place sucked.
These reviews are amazing.
These are great. Can we leave a review or no?
Get my drink when I want it.
That's a 5-star review.
Yeah, I know. It sounds negative.
Get my drink when I want it.
What is it?
I fell in love with a good-looking raccoon there yesterday, but they kicked her out.
No way.
I swear to God.
I fell in love with a good-looking raccoon there yesterday, but they kicked her out a week ago.
Wow.
For all of us.
Wow.
Just S.
Cold beer and friendly raccoons.
Wait, what?
Cold beer and friendly
raccoons. 3 days ago.
Cold beer and friendly raccoons. Oh, the word's out.
You should reply and say, that raccoon is dead.
They killed it.
They killed it.
To the story.
Yeah. They euthanized it.
They euthanized it. Rocky.
Your love is dead.
I mean, 5 stars for sure. Let's not affect the business.
I once had there was a substitute teacher that used to work at my school. And she had a pet raccoon.
Really?
Yeah.
And was she some sort of like serial killer or like just a
kids would go missing? Kids would go missing. Just a regular lesbian. She might have been a regular lesbian. Not a weird lesbian.
Did you not remember the other day? Yeah. I won't say it, but when that lady came up and talked to us about you and my awful language on stage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I just like said, yes, you're right. I will never use that language again.
Yeah.
And you were still trying to argue with her. I just figured out that I was like, these people are idiots. And you're like, no, but here's why. I'm like, Graham.
You were right.
I was right because she was wrong.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's like, you're not going to get... I made a Ukraine joke, and that's what made me think of it. And some lady afterwards, I saw her standing there for a while.
Yeah.
I was talking to maybe Sean Patton, maybe somebody. And I saw her standing there. I was like, hello. I thought she was like, maybe she's going to flirt with me. And I was like, hello. No. And then just standing there for a while. And then her friend came up. I was like, oh, you're waiting for your friend. It made sense. And then she goes, hey, before you make Ukraine jokes from now on, you should ask if anyone in the crowd's from Ukraine. Because I was there when the war started.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, well, yeah, I mean, I was joking. But my jokes weren't anti-Ukraine. I was rooting for you guys, but you're not going to win. But okay. But then it hit me like, what am I even arguing with this person? Right. I'll never see you again.
You remembered me, my defeated face. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I want to see this review soon. I want to see this review. By the way, you guys, check out Two Comics, Two Cigars, a YouTube account, a brand new YouTube account. Just Two Comics, Two Cigars every episode. You guys can record one, send it in.
Sure.
Doesn't have to be include me. Doesn't have to include Bobby Kelly. Include anyone. Okay, here we go.
They killed the raccoon, the city, not the bar. It's a sad day in Matic. Please come to Rocky's Wake at Matic Bar on October 2nd. A GoFundMe is being set up for Aaron Christensen's bail.
Oh. Literally, when I was hearing that, I was like, is that something somebody sent? No, but that's you. Say it again, slowly.
They killed the raccoon, open parentheses, the city, not the bar. It's a sad day in Matic. Please come to Rocky's Wake at Matic Bar on October 2nd. A GoFundMe is being set up for Aaron Christensen's bail.
I love how people are just going to show up on October 2nd.
Why not? Get this Matic Bar a little more business.
It's pretty good, right?
Yeah, I do like that.
Yeah, you want to add a photo?
Hold on. Anything you want to add to that? I'm trying to think. Before you send.
Rocky is survived by...
Oh.
Not bad.
We're really coming full circle on this.
Rocky
is survived by her adoptive family?
Her adopted, bereaved adopted family.
Bereaved, that's a $5 word.
Bereaved.
By her adopted family.
B-E-R-E-A-V-E-D.
Rocky survived by her bereaved family. Bereaved adopted family.
And litter of children, both living. Yeah.
And in that great nest in the sky.
So have us talk about the litter of children of the surviving of which she did not eat.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Something.
That's good.
Something like that.
Mm-hmm. That's leader. All right, this is getting good.
This is pretty good.
I like that we started with obituaries too, and we're kind of coming full circle with it.
We're writing one.
You know what I realized? Yeah. I realized was a real loss? For the years that I was a comedian that did not leave funny Google or Airbnb reviews.
Yeah.
I left real ones. Like, it was a great place. The beach is very close. And it was like, what am I doing as a comic?
Yeah.
It's a missed opportunity.
Yeah.
So I started I left a review of a post office in like a small island in Indonesia.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, why not? Like,
and people see your name too, right? They're like,
maybe.
Yeah.
But like, there should be more of that. And it's like, it'll pay off like 3 years from now.
People take a screen grab.
Like, oh, what?
Yeah. I used to do that, and sometimes I would get followers.
From that?
Yeah.
On Google reviews or whatever.
On Google reviews, and I would do it on Instagram review, like a bar or something. A bar would post something. I'd make up a story about how I met my wife there, and now she's dead. And
it's like, it's the best.
Yeah.
I the best of that is I left it a notebook in there was an Outlook in the woods, me and what's his name? The Irish guy from Roommates with Shane Gillis. Chris O'Connor. Chris O'Connor. Is that name?
Yeah.
And I left, there was a book in the whatever, so I wrote in it. I was like, hey, I'm a comedian. I thought I was quitting. The Bears didn't get my joke. Chris O'Connor's a fucking bitch, whatever. I just left it on there. And then I had somebody reach out and be like, hey, I saw your comment.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and it was really nice. What do we got?
A GoFundMe set up for Erin Christensen's bail. Rocky is survived by her bereaved adoptive family and her litter that she did not eat. As a devout atheist, Rocky's family asks, instead of flowers, you donate to the Church of Scientology.
That's...
Very good.
Dude, Shane, you should be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah. Anything else we want to...
I keep thinking of a tat, but it's like, that's pretty fucking solid.
I think less is more at this
point. Less is more. Yeah. Sometimes you want to do extra shit, and then it's like, you're just taking away.
Mm-hmm.
You're making more jokey.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just need one, like, undercover
joke. It's a good button.
Yeah.
All right, there we go. That's posting.
5 stars, right?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
The Haddock, what is it? The Matic Bar? The Haddock Bar?
Matic, M-A-D-D.
Yeah. M-A-D-D-O-C-K bar LLC. Oh, that means you can't sue them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that is. Well, it's a good thing with all these fucking
limited liability corporations
they got running around. This is pretty.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to sue the bar. It's like, no, we already in LLC. Sue the chick. She's in jail. Sue Erin Christensen.
Yeah, poor woman.
Damn, that was a good.
That's crazy good that one. She was on the run and then they caught her and then killed it. Like they, she was on the run because she knew that they were going to try and kill it
on the road on the run in a town of 500. Like, have you seen Erin? Not just have you seen this woman?
Yeah,
have you seen Erin? Like, yeah, no.
She's the lady with the raccoon.
Yeah, why are you looking for her, Bob?
Oh I man, the last event they posted about was
why though?
The last event they posted aneurysms.
The last event they posted about was another person's wake on their Facebook page.
Matic Bar. Dude, legitimately, I got to add, if I ever play South Dakota, I want to.
I think
go
this
to
is
that.
North Dakota, but.
North Dakota. Let me see that Matic Bar. Let me see some pictures. Got a pool table. What else we got? Photos? Wait, what is this? Kuhusu Picha video.
Maybe it's Inuit or something?
Is it Inuit?
No, it's not. It's too far south.
But what? What
no,
do you
it's
mean?
North Dakota. It's like 85 miles from the Canadian border. There's plenty of natives.
No, they're so way
what's
further
this
north than
what's
that.
What's this in?
Inuit people are
Machu Picchu, no, Kuchusu, and Picha, and video.
And video.
Explain
no,
it,
I mean,
Graham.
Like, we have natives here, too.
Yeah, but natives and Inuit are different. Inuit are like...
Oh, in igloos.
Okay, way up there. Fair.
I see how we were wrong there.
Yeah, and they speak a Nuktutuk, and it's a different different letters. It's like a different.
So wait, so where is this one? This is native though.
Maybe. I don't know what it is.
I don't know my glasses. You could
local
just,
bar located in Manic.
See,
darts, pool
I don't understand
on.
What all
maybe
this
you're reading Portuguese. Maybe that
I mean, there's no way my settings are way, way off. Why wouldn't it just, sorry.
Why wouldn't I touch my thigh like that ever again?
Sorry. Settings.
Oh, this will be the surprise birthday party for comedies. Mike Lawrence, Saturday, April 3rd. Not Michael.
Oh, it's just for Mike Lawrence, though.
Diane will have a taco bar for all to enjoy. I like these posts.
Oh, my God, yeah.
This is the only reason I'll ever get on Facebook again. Medical expense. This is going to be sad.
Better for Jackie Folsom.
All right, let's get out of this fucking thing.
Guys, that was... That was the one. That was the feel-good story of the year. But it felt so bad because Rocky's dead. Wait, legitimately ask
I don't know
why
they needed to kill it.
Why
if it didn't have rabies.
Yeah. Set her free.
Yeah.
Say, Erin, you can't have this. Give me the fucking raccoon. Throw it to the woods. Like, take
that
it
was her
drive.
Plan anyways. And now she's fucked.
No, she said she was going to keep it as a, she wanted it as a pet.
No,
it
she
was
said
her pet.
There was a part of the article said they were going to release it back into the wild eventually.
In sports, the Spearfish football team downs Belforge, and the Gold Diggers fall to the Bison 44-0. As a team called the Gold Diggers. You know that's their theme song, is I Ain't Nothing But a Gold Digger.
Yeah. There's no other way.
It's a bunch of like, just women with fake butts.
Yeah.
Just dominating football.
I'm going to assume that they are in their dating like life. They have zero dates with a bro. All right.
Vast majority of South Dakota voters see civility declining in America.
What? See what?
Civility declining in America.
Click it. That's great.
Yeah.
What do they know?
This is goddamn paywall shit again.
Pass. God damn it, you guys. What the fucking paywall? Hey, here's the interesting situation. I am doing well financially. I will not pay for a fuck. Even the New York Times.
I pay for that.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, that's one I'm borderline on, but Hulu, I'll get it from a fucking in-law.
Tony's in-laws. Yeah, you can know.
These things, I'm like, no, I use Big J's Netflix until about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I pay for Netflix, and then I share everything else.
I pay for my parents' Netflix. That's how you know they're older. It flips.
I pay for
when they get a certain, yeah.
Because they're like, oh, it's okay, we'll just do free. I'm like,
oh, streaming Spotify is my favorite streaming service that I pay for.
Streaming Spotify?
Or like a premium pod of Spotify. Yeah.
No commercials.
It's like we all pay for it and they're ripping us off.
Yeah.
We just have no choice.
And then they're not paying Pandora us what sucks. We deserve.
I feel like Spotify owns Pandora and they're like, let's get you a thing where you write in the name of the artist you want to hear and you'll never hear them. You'll just hear stuff like that. And then we'll release this other thing and they're like, fucking fine, that I pay for.
Yeah.
My parents were like, they refused to get on Spotify. And I was like, it's free. You don't have to do anything. It's like, but these commercials, I'm like, you're listening to the radio right now. There's tons of commercials.
Yeah.
At minimum, it's equal.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I don't know. And then I got them a little hooked and I just got them the free one and I just got out of there.
Do they like it?
Yeah.
They love it. I know they're fucking us on money, but they really, it's a good
dude,
product.
It's so funny that when I'm with them, I forget how much Jews love money. And it's like, I went with my like niece to a NYU kosher place and they're like, hey, 10% off for NYU students. And so it was five of us. One of us was an NYU student and they forgot to give the 10% off just for the one. It wasn't across the table. It was just for the one. And they're all like, well, they forgot the 10%. You gotta fuck that. And it's like, guys, you're gonna call them over for $2 off $100.
Yeah. This is like a thing that was like embarrassing to you or like
a little bit, but it's more like I get it, but like it's not worth it.
Yeah, it's
but it's so part of our fucking world. Our Sphere Jew coming out October, maybe November. We'll see.
Your special's called Jew?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's it?
What?
Just Jew.
Jew. Yeah. Ari Shaffir, Jew. Full special. 87 minutes.
Wow.
It's long.
What kind of...
Extra bang for your buck.
Yeah. What?
What do you think the hate traffic on this is going to be like?
It's going to be mixed between...
Really beloved and
skinheads,
real... yeah,
like people like fuck the Jews, great, yeah. And also Jews who are like you're not showing us correctly, you're not.
Oh,
like,
you'll get it on. You're not
lofting us up at every moment, and I'm not, and I do.
And
make
then you're
us
just like, look what you have in common with these guys, like, and then you're like,
it's gonna be interesting. I'm for sure gonna get some complaints. I'm for sure gonna get complaints from some Jewish groups going like, this is hate speech. You're making fun of the Holocaust. All the people, it's so funny when people go like, you're making fun of something. You're like, can you break down those words for a minute? I'm making fun.
Yeah.
Out of a terrible,
horrible thing.
I'm making fun.
Okay. So I did a cruise ship. Okay. I'm sorry. Yeah. And I got
Terry cruise ship?
I always get fired. I've done two cruise ships in the past year.
Huh? Yeah.
No more hoops.
Oh, yeah. And I've been fired from both of them.
Okay.
That means you're doing good comedy, but not a good job.
I refuse to just do what, you know.
I take the job.
I'm just going to do my act because I want the money. Then I get to have a vacation, and then I get the money.
Yeah.
And if they fire me, then whatever.
You're already on the boat.
I'm already on the boat.
Can I just say, at first, I was like, no, dude, they told you what the deal was. You should have taken it. But now I realize you're gaming the system, and I'm totally in support of what you're doing.
So I got fired, but the reason why I'm not trying to get fired. I'm just doing my like
your act,
the act I do at the cellar or whatever. And then
well, there you go.
They But anyway, I got fired because I have a joke where I talk about how this is true. My grandfather hid Jewish people during the war, Iraq war. and anyway,
maybe
so I have a joke about how he like did actually hide Jewish people in World War II from Nazis, and Jewish people complained that I was talking about Nazis, and I got fired.
Are you talking about Nazis at all?
Yeah, they're like, we're on a ship.
I mean, it's like, yeah. I a tiny bit get it from their point of view, but like, how, that's completely handcuffing us in a way that's like, yeah. Well, yeah, everyone's gonna.
They're saying they can't hear about it at all. Is what they're upset about?
They're fakers. They're trying to be upset. So, but if you're trying to be upset, then yes, this will suffice.
I see what you're saying. They want to be up.
Then it's like, well, then you are giving them
their
something.
Their panties are already in a twist. They just need a reason to unload on somebody.
You have like a Pavlovian response. You hear like a key word, and you just tune out. They're like 75
you're
years
triggered.
Old.
You're triggered by this.
All the younger people who are Jewish liked it. I had a second show. They came back. They saw me. But it was like a few, just one or two old people who like, you know.
25.
They don't like it. So,
well, now you don't have to do that anymore.
It's very annoying. It's, it's very annoying because they just create trouble in your life. But you got that free vacation, so that's usually vacation. Like as a Jew, you should understand.
Yeah,
that I got that free vacation. Yeah, you should like me because of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point,
dude. I had a real one in Melbourne. I was like, I was doing that Jew tour, and had somebody like really complain. It's like I'm very anti-Semitic, and like even though I'm a Jew, it doesn't matter. And I was like, really? And then Kylie, the fucking promoter out there, was like, oh, I looked into them. They're a hate group, meaning they're looking for hate, and they've sued like 8 people already.
Oh, so they're like, it's just like
they showed up.
It's a payday
hoping,
for them.
Yeah, hoping something, whatever. And I got all these emails from these journalists going, oh, we heard there's a story. Can I interview you about it? And for the first time in my life, I was like, let me have some fun with the journalists. And I've done it since then, too. Somebody asked me about an interview with Rogan, and I just gave them all lies. I just made shit up. It was so fun.
What are they? And so they're like, what's it like going to Rogan's?
From
reliable source, Ari Shaffir has told them, like, Joe Rogan's house is nothing but like leopard print couches and shit like that.
Here's one I said. The reason he got big into MMA was because after, and the podcast, because he was way big in debate club in high school. And after high school, there was no way to do that. So he got a little bit into fighting. Sure, he could do that more. But at the debate, there was nothing. That's why he started doing the podcast, because debate club time, never debate club. Another one was.
And also. Back that up a little bit. Like that, like...
I love how it's just not even a lie. It's kind of just like a nerdy lie.
Yeah, and I see how you got... your like logic of like, this is an easy lie joke move. Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then another one I said, he won't allow, and I don't know why, but we're all just fine with it, but like tomatoes in his studio. He's like, they carry a higher sugar content than you would think. And he just like...
That's perfect.
Every time...
Because that's the people who don't want to like him will like actually think like...
Every time...
That's the kind of thing they'll take. They'll go crazy over...
Get that out of here.
Yeah.
Get that out of here. I don't want it in here. It's like, why? It's like, it's just, I don't like him. It's just like, he's very particular about it.
There's like all these people in
just lie after
like
lie.
Southern Italy being like, we don't like a Joe.
That's so great. But they came after me for this thing. And there's all these, these like interviewers. I said, hey, do you want to do it? Like, what do you think about this? And I just broke down the fourth wall. I go, hey, man. Why'd you get into journalism?
Yeah.
Like during the interview. Yeah. Why'd you get into journalism? Was it for this? You know, this is 1% of the crowd. So you're making a story about 1% of the crowd. Is this why you got into your field? To fucking talk about this fucking outsider thing just to get clicks?
This is and it's like, are you even a journalist at the point? Yeah.
I talked to a guy from Chortle, a high level guy, and he goes, well, consider it. I'm like, you should know better of all the people.
Yeah, because that's a big. Yeah.
And he goes, consider it like a dick joke where it's not like your best stuff, but you still do it. And I'm like, No, because we like our dick jokes.
Yeah.
We know it's hacky, but we still like them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, you're reporting on the 1%. Yeah. Instead of the actual show is, the show went great.
Yeah. And
that's
you're
the story.
You're like, yeah.
You're making a...
and you're also supposed to be being objective and not making excuses.
Yeah, like, you're just trying to sell tickets.
Yeah, you're not supposed to be looking for a story. You're supposed to be reporting what happened, not trying to find your angle.
Yeah, I'm like, do a story on how these fucking idiots are always popping up. No one does that story. Do that story.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right, last thoughts. Let's get out of here.
R.I.P. Rocky Raccoon.
R.I.P. Rocky Raccoon.
R.I.P. Ellen Bertha Myrtle from Fort Wayne.
I actually think that fucking raccoon was a menace.
Oh.
Yeah. A menace to that to town.
What? What?
Yeah, that saliva could have got in your beer.
It didn't kill.
Then you get rickets.
It does suck that they put it down. I will say that's
set it
cold.
Free. Take it out.
It's cold, and it didn't have rabies.
You can't find some wilderness in North Dakota to take it to?
It's up there.
Where can people find you guys? At Graham K on everything?
Mr. Graham K.
Mr. M-R, no dot.
No dot. Mr. Graham K.
Graham K.
Graham
K-A-Y.
K. Follow me on YouTube or...
His special will be out in a week or two.
Yep.
Graham K. Jew.
Go ahead and follow him. Subscribe right now to Graham K. And when his special comes out, it'll just pop up on your feed. There's a link right now. On the screen if you're watching YouTube, or if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, there's a fucking link right there. Just hit subscribe.
I'd appreciate that.
And then it'll pop. So then you don't have to worry about it. It'll pop up in your feed.
It's good. You're going to like
it. You're a funny comic.
Thanks.
Shane Torres.
ShaneIsComedian.com.
Wait, slow. Okay.
Am I too fast?
I'm just saying this because I do it myself. You don't like to promote, so you skim over this stuff so fucking fast.
Yeah.
If it would help, I can say it.
No, I can do it.
Okay.
I think I can do it.
Okay.
ShaneIsAComedian.com.
Still fast.
Really?
Yeah.
ShaneIsAComedian.com.
ShaneIsAComedian.com. Okay, that's his website. Shane, S-H-A-N-E. is a comedian, if you don't know that.
Shane Torres on all social media
Shane
platforms.
Shane Torres. Two R's?
Yep.
One S.
Yep.
What did I call you in... what did I used to think your name was? I mixed you up with somebody else, Latino.
That's so weird that you, because earlier you said you always forget I'm Latino.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Were you in Edinburgh?
I was in Edinburgh when you were hanging out, because I was in Ireland.
It was that. I was going to say maybe I called someone else Shane Torres.
John Leguizamo.
No. It was someone else. I remember calling you. I think it was you, or I said to someone else your name. And it was either you or the other guy I'm not, well, that's not who I am. I'm like,
I am Shane Torres and I'm not the other guy.
Yeah.
So Shane is a comedian.com, Shane Torres across all platforms.
All platforms.
And go to subscribe to my YouTube channel too.
Shane's very funny.
Yeah, Shane's very funny. I post his stuff on Instagram sometimes. You have great funny clips. You follow his podcast for many, many more of those funny clips. Guys, I have that Two Comics, Two Cigars web series, video series. It's not a podcast. It's got a separate YouTube account. And You Be Tripping, a travel podcast, is delayed by a week while I figure out where exactly I'm going to release it. So it'll be out next week. But subscribe right now to You Be Tripping on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else. And we'll figure out where to live on video. You'd be tripping. I'm excited. I've already got like 3 months worth done. So sorry about the delay, but it'll be out soon. And click subscribe, leave a comment, do whatever. Tell these guys you fucking enjoyed it if you did enjoy it.
yeah, please.
Talking a little fast.
I wasn't. No, I was not.
Your dog's eyes are killing me right now.
Wow. Oh, she's like, she looks
just like
it.
They're rolling back.
She looks like it. Yeah. Yeah.
She's like, this
best.
Is good.
She's the best. Oh, my God. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
Peace. You can read it in the morning. You can read it late at night. Well, there's been another warning. Or there's been another fight. There's a scandal going on. Some reporter stumbled on about a leak in the press. And the world is in a mess. Won't you spare me from the story? Because I only get confused. Please don't tell me about the news. Please don't tell me. Well, that's the episode, everybody. I hope you enjoyed it. I did. It should be a fun one. Local News of the Week, Episode 1. Local News of the Week 1. Yeah, it's an ongoing one. I should have done that with the spoiler alert episodes. I should call it Spoiler Alert 1, Spoiler Alert 2, instead of like, but I name it Spoiler Alert, and then after the movie we saw. So, Sober October is coming. The deal we have is we're all going to work out until we hit 500 calories every single day. Not looking forward to it, especially when I'm flying. That means I got to land somewhere and immediately start running. Where are these fucking heart monitors or whatever? This is what we're using. Ow, 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 fucking bandit. The Polar. It wraps around your chest. We like this because it's got a connection to apps on their smartphone and because it came in extra large to get around Bert's belly. Both were necessary for our challenge. We're also going to do 100 push-ups a day. I'm going to get fucking ripped after this, you guys. I'm going to be fucking ripped. But what was I going to say about Sober October? Oh, shit. Oh, but I've been going so fucking hard. I'm not looking forward to it. I enjoy drinking. I enjoy doing drugs. And I'm not going to be able to do either. And I fully accept it. I'm not going to be able to do either. So I'll just lean in and I'll do it. But in the meantime, I've been doing all the drugs and all the alcohol nonstop. If you saw me on stage in the last week and a half, you were disappointed with the Ari Shaffir you saw. I was not my best. Put up two fucking stinkers yesterday at the Cellar. The night before, I put up 2 out of 3 stinkers. The fucking stand was okay. I mean, I've probably been like 2 for 11 with like 2 pushes. Two and seven. 2, 7, and 2. That's what it is. God. I mean, I get up there. I'm like, I'm already. And they're like, you want a drink? I'm like, no, I'm good. You're like, you sure? I'm like, yeah, give me a Bullet Rye in the Rocks. Why not? I'm going hard. I texted Bert. I'm like, you going hard? Last on Friday, I'm like, you going hard? He goes, yeah, I'm going hard. I'm like, good for you, dude. We got to get this shit in. Shane gave me the advice, and he was smart. Get so fucked up on, you know, Thursday and Friday that you don't even want to drink for a fucking week. So now you got a week in. Guys, I don't know how to do it. I'm not looking forward to it. The working out, I mean, whatever. I mean, I need it for all of it. I've got this fucking belly.
190, 191. I should be 175. It's disgusting. I'm not Bert heavy, but I'm fucking heavy. You know, I'm still the lightest out of all the guys. I bet fucking 5 foot one Rogan weighs more than me. And he says it's all muscle, but I don't see muscle. I just see you with shirts on. A lot of times when you see Rogan in a picture, look at his other hand because it's behind. He's like going like this, but you could tell he's pushing up the muscle. Look for it. I'm telling you, look for it. He's like not that strong. He just pushes it and it gives you. It's the same way y'all learned in high school, but none of us were doing it anymore. And Rogan brought it back, which, you know, kudos to him. Good on him. You know, he brought something back from high school that was really valuable. The arm push-up. But, you know, and he wears tight shirts on purpose. It's optical illusions. It's Jamie, all Jamie Varnin. He's fucking, Rogan's like, Jamie, I need you to make me look swole. And Jamie's like, oh, we can buy another camera. And he goes, money's no object, you know. I just got a fucking $200 deal for Spotify. So, you know, put all that into fucking camera equipment. And then he put, you know, he put like 190 in a camera equipment, pocketed the other 10. Use the other 10 for urine removal for carpets. And then now he looks swole. Bert is actually the opposite way. Bert's training to be a life preserver. And he's only got a couple pounds left. And then Tom, I don't know what he's up to. I don't know what he's up to. He's up to something, though. He looks good, but only compared to old Tom. I don't want to give him a big head because it's already a big fucking head on his body. It doesn't quite fit. He's lost a lot of weight. His body, his head kind of teeter-totters. It's like a giveaway at Yankee Stadium for the first 1,000 fans, and including all the ones that give away to the fucking... I've been to 1,000, and you haven't fucking saved any for me. Bullshit. Anyway, let's go, Yankees. That's the episode. I hope you guys liked it. Send in your stories somehow, or tag me in a story on Instagram. I wonder how you would do it. I'm only pretty much on Instagram, my Patreon, patreon.com/AriShaffir. And the YouTube account. I don't know where else I would see a fucking, you know, local world news. But send them in. They're fun. They're fun. And then Kyla, fucking get them together and give it to us. We can fucking riff off them. Anyway, that's the episode. For Shane Torres and Graham K, this has been Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank. No, wait. I did it wrong. This has been Ari Shaffir's Skeptic Tank, episode 487. Oh, by the way, thank you, ZipixToothpicks.com. Promo code Ari for 10% off your order. Thank you, the other sponsor that I can't say on YouTube, but I can say in on the audio version. And thank you for all the music that I've used. Audio version only, not YouTube. And that's it. For Shane, wait, oh, okay. This has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic, episode 487. You think after 487 of these, I would just have it roll off my tongue. By the way, I got to make a trip. Well, you'll see it once it comes out. Once UB Chivin comes out, I'm going to make a trip to LA and just record with a bunch of people. So anyone you know who's been to far off, interesting places, not yet, but get after them to come to my podcast. When is time? Rolf Potts next week from is back on promoting his new book. You guys got to get The Vagabond's Way. Do I have it in here? The Vagabond's Way. It's probably available for pre-order right now. But it's available for purchase October 4th. I'm very excited. I'm halfway through it already. It's way bigger than The Vagabond, Vagabonding. But we went all over Paris. That's for sure one to watch on YouTube.com/AriShaffir. Because all we did is we walked around Paris and we recorded all these beautiful sights at the Louvre, at the Palais Royal, on a bridge over the Seine, at a fucking flat. It was cool. It was cool. We talked about travel and his new book. So that's next week. I think the next two comics, two cigars is Bobby and Giannis, unless it's me and Bobby doing the Tabernacle, Tatuaje Cajones, and whatever Bobby smoked with Giannis is what you should be getting. Be ready. Oh, this has been Ari Shaffir Skeptic Tank, episode 487. Local news of the world. For Shane Torres and Graham K, I'm Ari Shaffir, saying so long.
Somewhere in the black mining hills of Dakota, there lived a young boy named Rocky Raccoon. And one day his woman ran off with another guy, hit young Rocky in the eye. Rocky didn't like that, he said, I'm gonna get that boy. So one day he walked into town, booked himself a room in the local saloon. Rocky Raccoon checked into his room, only to find Gudgeon's Bible. Rocky had come equipped with a gun to shoot off the legs of his rival. His rival, it seems, had broken his dream by stealing the girl of his fancy. Her name was McGill, and she called herself Lil, but everyone knew her as Nancy. Now she and her man, who called himself Dan, were in the next room at the hoedown. Rocky burst in, and grinning a grin, he said, "Danny boy, this is a showdown." But Daniel was hot, he drew first and shot, and Rocky collapsed in the corner. Your match. And Rocky said, "Doc, it's only a scratch. And I'll be better, Doc, as soon as I am able." Now Rocky Raccoon fell back in his room, only to find Gidgeon's Bible.
Help me, Captain, help me.